Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the out of bounds Venus. Venus is out of bounds from early April till early June of 2012. On May 4th, reaches the most extreme out of bounds it can ever reach, and won't reach again until 2239. So in the extreme out-of-bounds placement of Venus, in this time as she approaches the Venus transit over the face of the sun, a very rare event, it seems like this is a punctuation point or an exclamation point to what's already happening. And one of the things we know about out-of-bounds planets is that their energies are more extreme. So the word extreme coming up a lot here. And so let me just describe quickly what an out-of-bounds planet is. And this goes for any of the planets. Neptune and Saturn don't necessarily go out of bounds to the extremes that some of the other planets do. Venus is one that goes pretty far out. But basically, the Sun has the ability to go approximately 23 and a half degrees north of the center point of the ecliptic, or the path that the planets follow, and 23 degrees south. So if you are aware of how the sun rises and sets at solstices and equinoxes, at the summer solstice, in the northern hemisphere, the sun is rising as far north, its most extreme north that it can rise, and at the winter solstice, at its most extreme south. So, and then there's the center point where it's 0 degrees, and that's where the sun rises at equinoxes, and that's the balance of day and night. So when the sun rises at the extreme north, we have the longest day in the northern hemisphere, and when it rises at extreme south, we have the shortest day, and that has to do with how the sun tracks across the sky based on where we're located on the earth. And everything I just said is exactly opposite in the southern hemisphere. Now, at the equator, the sun doesn't move very far north or south, but the extreme north rising, or we could say if you looked from the equator of the Earth and you went about 23 and a half degrees north, that's the Tropic of Cancer, and you go 23 and a half degrees south, that's the Tropic of Capricorn, and that's where the sun is rising at those solstice points. So the planets can sometimes go beyond the 23 and a half degrees, go outside the boundaries of the sun. And what's interesting about that is the sun is considered, we could say the planet that, or the energy that is regulating our experience. It's pure consciousness, great mystery, and it is, it's in a way regulating our experience within this band of 23 and a half degrees north and 23 and a half degrees south of the ecliptic, exact center point of the ecliptic, and it is regulating our seasons. It's the center point of a time clock that lets us know what time it is in the seasonal year based on how the sun is situated in the sky, where it's rising and setting on the horizon. So the declination, which is the north or south point, all planets will either be north or south or either that or right on, but usually they can be located as slightly north of the ecliptic or slightly south. And in traditional astrology, there is a sense that planets that are north of the ecliptic, even if it's like 0.1 or 0.2 degrees north of the ecliptic, they have the effect of being more outward. The planetary energy is a more outward energy. It's a more collective kind of outward energy affecting the greater collective in an outward expressed way. And if a planet is south declination, it is more inward or affecting a personal, more personal inward sense of ourselves. So on your natal chart, if you look and see what the declinations are of whether the planets are north or south, and you have more planets north or more planets south, that can add an additional understanding of the natal chart. So what we have is Venus in her most extreme northern declination, and that's the most extreme is on May 4th, although she's, you know, pretty far out there most of April, most of May, and till early June, right before she makes her transit over the face of the sun, because obviously she has to come back into the degrees of the declination of the sun in order to make that transit over the sun. So the other thing to know is that when planets go out of bounds, they usually are in the sign of Gemini and Cancer, about, you know, middle degrees of Gemini to middle degrees of Cancer, or middle degrees of Sagittarius to middle degrees of Capricorn. So you will never find planets in other signs, especially Libra and Aries, are going to be closer to 0 degrees declination, because that's around the time of the equinoxes, and that's when the sun is at the 0 degree declination point, either north or south of the ecliptic, and where it's rising exactly due east and due west at the equinox time, and why we have the balance of day and night at the equinoxes. So the only time that the sign, any planet can be in near an out of bounds declination is when it's reaching, because zero Cancer is when the sun is farthest north, and zero Capricorn is when the sun is farthest south, and it can't go further south or north than that. So when planets are in those signs, they can also go into an extreme, their most extreme declinations, and they can go outside the boundaries of where the sun can actually be in its most extreme declination. Hope that's just not too confusing. Anyway, all right, so we could say that when a planet is out of bounds or outside the boundaries of where the sun, the furthest place the sun can rise and set on the horizon, north or south, those planets are beyond the limits of everyday reality. They're beyond the limits of our everyday experience. They are beyond what we expect is what is normal reality, or what's going to happen, or what. So it's time when things can happen in extremes, or it can happen beyond our expectations. It's a great time for things to change dramatically and drastically in our point of view, in our consciousness, in our way of being. So this is a huge gift that Venus is bringing us as she completes her journey through the Overtone Scorpio, and will transit the face of the sun, the source of light and life for our planet, and then will make her heliacal rise into a whole new archetype on June 12, 2012. So we're in the last days of this current cycle that started on November 4th, 2010, and this out-of-bounds Venus is quite remarkable. Definitely worth tuning into. And if you have planets from mid-degrees of Gemini to Cancer, it might be worth looking up to see if you have any planets that are also out of bounds or outside the boundaries of 23.5 degrees north latitude, as this may be also affecting you more personally. It doesn't matter what the planet is. It's still, because of Venus being at that out of bounds place, it can definitely be creating an effect for you. And of course, people with planets in Gemini are going to be the ones on the front lines of what the initiatory energy that Venus is bringing in and transmitting to the Earth right now is all about. So tuning in to those energies and checking out the celestial timings to get more information. And I'm, of course, been writing about this a lot and also sharing in the audios about this as well. So that's what I'm going to say about the out-of-bounds Venus at this point, and there may be more in a future audio.